Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Nationally syndicated across the country on the BizTalk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. Are multi-level marketing companies like Herbalife nothing more than pyramid schemes, leaving failure in their wake for the unsuspecting who buy into the dream? Are two proposed congressional bills stating they'll protect against pyramid schemes actually loosening restrictions? We'll hear from leading experts on both sides, including the congressman proposing one of the bills tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. And first up, William Keeps, the dean of the School of Business at the College of New Jersey, recognized as one of the nation's foremost authorities on multi-level marketing companies and pyramid schemes. He, in fact, has served as an expert witness in the prosecution of pyramid schemes. And Bonnie Patton, executive director of truthinadvertising.org, committed to educating the public about deceptive marketing and fraudulent advertising. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I consider Bill the conscience of the industry, who's taught me a lot, and Bonnie, obviously, a seeker of truth in advertising. I'm going to start with Bonnie. Tell us exactly what a pyramid scheme is versus a legitimate firm.
The difference is that pyramid schemes generally are concentrating on recruiting others into a business where the primary function is to continue to recruit and duplicate so that the people at the top can make money and those at the bottom that are continually recruiting and duplicating end up losing money.
And just to for an overview, what's the success rate or the failure rate of distributors who join these firms?
The failure rate is very high. It is definitely, conservatively speaking, above 88%.
Wow. All right, Bill, tell us briefly what there's two anti-pyramid laws that are on the books, one an amendment and one a law, the Moulinar Amendment. He's from Michigan and the Blackburn from Tennessee. Take us through that, and are they going to help protect us against pyramid schemes?
Okay, thanks, Jim. Well, first of all, I'm going to go in reverse order and answer your last question first. These will not help protect against pyramid schemes. In fact, they're going to protect the industry from being prosecuted. Firms in the industry have been seeking protection like this for at least 14 years, and their goal here is to tie the hands of the FTC, because the FTC has been very strategically identifying companies within this industry who are actually operating pyramid schemes, and they have been successfully prosecuting them. A number of companies have been prosecuted that either were members of the Direct Selling Association or had some sort of relationship with members of the Direct Selling Association. And so this is actually a protect the industry effort, and the labels are really just dressing to make it appear as if they're doing something other than that.
And this will limit the funding and the opportunity for the FTC to prosecute pyramid schemes?
That's correct. Well, the Appropriations Amendment speaks directly to funding. And so the Moulinar Amendment will limit the FTC's ability to direct resources in this effort. And FTC has ongoing efforts, even as we speak, to stop companies who are running pyramid schemes. And pyramid schemes come in a wide variety. So that's why Bonnie said in general, there are pyramid schemes that have sold services, pyramid schemes that have sold products, and even pyramid schemes that, like I said, have been leading members of the industry association. And so if the FTC cannot direct resources that way, then, in fact, their enforcement arm, and there are 8 regional offices of the FTC, would be completely tied up in this effort. And I just want to make one fine point on that, and that is that ever since the 1990s, the FTC has never lost a pyramid scheme case. So this isn't a matter of we don't really know what a pyramid scheme is. We know what they are. The FTC knows what they are, and the courts have been enormously consistent in determining what is a pyramid scheme.
All right, one more question for you on this. This bill, I think the Molinar Amendment, and maybe Bo, says that there's probably inventory loading where distributors get stuck with stuff they've already paid for, that they will the firm, the multi-level firm, has got to buy it back at 90% of cost. What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem here is, first of all, a pyramid scheme charge does not necessarily have to involve inventory loading. The Burn Lounge case, the last case that went all the way to the appellate level, did not involve inventory loading. And so to suggest that inventory loading or forcing the company to buy back inventory in and of itself will protect against pyramid schemes is a red herring. The other thing is that many, many, many companies have already had buyback policies in place, and very, very few people actually return their inventory. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes the companies make it difficult. They put in expiration dates, or they say if you bought a package of 6 and the outer wrapper is unwrapped, those 6 cannot be returned, even though they themselves have never been opened. But in addition to that, in this kind of a distribution system, it's usually a friend, a coworker, or a neighbor, a family member who has actually involved you in the process, has recruited you. If you return this product, you take money out of your friend's pocket. So what really happens here is people would prefer to walk away with their losses than to actually engage in some sort of often convoluted buyback program. If we look at the history of these companies and the history of these buyback programs, we see very, very little activity. So, A, this doesn't protect against pyramid schemes because it doesn't address the main issue, and B, the actual practical aspect of returning inventory literally is hampered by the nature of these relationships.
Bonnie, now, recently the FTC had that settlement with Herbalife, $200 billion, but the business was allowed to go on. Is this a Pyrrhic victory? Did this not eliminate what looked like a pyramid scheme or what was claimed to be one?
The FTC allegations in their complaint clearly defined a pyramid scheme, even if that word was not used. And I think what the settlement required Herbalife to do was to restructure its business to act as a legitimate MLM, one that sells its products to consumers outside the business model and ensures that there is oversight to make sure that it's following the rules that it has agreed to with the FTC.
All right, now we'll get to your specialty. The Truth in Advertising group that you head up has some claims about basically false science. They're pretty pervasive that these MLMs make. Go ahead.
Right, so we looked at all members of the direct selling association that were selling nutritional supplements. And what we found was that 60 out of 62 of those companies were making illegal health claims, either directly or through their distributors. So they were saying that their products could cure, treat, or reduce the risk of things like cancer, ADHD, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's. And it was incredibly pervasive throughout all of these companies. So what that tells us is that all of these DSA companies are completely ignoring the code of ethics that they say they're supposed to be living up to with the DSA, which is very concerning.
And, in fact, wasn't Herbalife considered to be adhering to the code of ethics at the same time that the FTC ended up basically taking apart their structure?
Absolutely, and not only Herbalife, there was another company called Zima Nutritional Company that we looked into that their distributors and the company directly were making illegal health and income claims. And this is a company that was already on the hook for an FTC consent order for making such illegal health claims. So not only were they violating an FTC order and violating the DSA code of ethics, but they were also an award-winning company of the DSA, having received an ethos award from the DSA. And the FTC went after Vima as an illegal pyramid scheme, and the court found in a preliminary injunction that all evidence pointed to the fact that it was a pyramid scheme, allegations which were later settled with the FTC.
All right, Bill, just a couple of seconds. Do you have an estimate on the total losses distributors have sustained in this industry?
We know that the industry reports 15 million or so participants each year. On average, they're going to either purchase or try to sell somewhere around $1,700-$1,800 worth of goods each. And it varies. Some participants have bought in the hopes to buy in at a higher level that they will make more money, and some schemes are structured that way. But easily, you know, we're talking about hundreds of dollars lost by at least many hundreds of thousands and probably millions of people each year.
All right, Bonnie will join us in the final segment. Again, we're going to have a mini debate with the head of the trade group of the DSA, the president there. We appreciate Bonnie and Bill. In this segment, you're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell, the Business Talk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. We'll speak next with the congressman who's sponsoring the Anti-Pyramid Act.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're now joined by Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee 7th District. She serves on the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. She's the chair of the Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. Been a small businesswoman, author, mother, and grandmother. We just had our first grandchild, and I also worked one summer for Southwestern, where you apparently were very successful at.
Well, that is good to hear. Yes, I said a lot of those skills of educating, communicating, and being able to succinctly push your ideas forward, you learned that.
Yeah, we should say that's a direct marketing firm of the type that we've been talking about. Now, let's get right to it. You proposed the Anti-Pyramid Promotional Scheme Act of 2017. How is that going to rid us of pyramid schemes? Tell us.
What we're seeking to do is to put some definitions in place so that consumers are protected, and also individuals that are in direct selling are able to say, no, these are not pyramid schemes. There are some people out there that think that anything that is direct sales or anything that is multi-level marketing ends up being a pyramid scheme. So what we seek to do is to put something in statute and be able to draw some differences.
Okay, one of the things that the critics have raised, in fact, I have a quote from Dr. Peter Vandernat, former FTC economist, pyramid expert. He's calling this somewhat the Pyramid Protection Act. The pyramid acts have always been said, if you're primarily recruiting and not doing external sales, that's a pyramid. Your bill is going to say that internal sales only is fine, and which has gone against case law. Tell us what exactly you're trying to accomplish.
What we're seeking to accomplish is a couple of things: making certain that people have appropriate buyback programs for product, and that individuals who are wanting to use the product and buy the product, that, of course, that is fine. You know, one of the things I think that is important, Jim, is that when you talk to some of the companies that do direct sales, they will tell you that the people that are earning in, you know, the six figures or earning big amounts is the exception, that most people go into this and say, look, I want to earn a couple hundred dollars, $300, $500 more a month. So what you want to do is make certain that those individuals have an avenue and that those individuals are protected. You also have people that are students, like you and I were at one point in time, and who say, look, I want an opportunity to pay for my college education. And so you go into a direct sales program during the summer, like you and I did with the Southwestern company, and benefit tremendously from learning how to sell and learning how to work with customers and build that relationship and educate about a product that you are seeking to sell.
Very well-run company, I might add.
Yes, and you know, one of the things I noticed this week, and it was so interesting because the bill was coming up, and they were listed as one of the best places to work in Nashville.
And you're right, you know, they're, I think, 170-something years old now and a very well-run company.
All right, let me ask you this now. You said that a lot of folks are just looking for a few hundred bucks, which certainly makes sense. The statistics overall, Herbalife themselves, 89% of their distributors earn zero, in fact, and the top 1% take 90%. And obviously, recruits are going into this as a business opportunity, not just students looking for to help pay part of their tuition. Those aren't very good success rates or very good chances for these poor folks.
If people are going into it and they're not earning and they are purchasing a product just for themselves, you want them to be able to do that. But what you do not want to see happen with any companies, and we all know that in every industry there are good actors and mm-hmm. there are bad actors. And so what you want to do is make certain that they, individuals, do not go into this buying things and then have no opportunity to sell that back if they go, hey, we're finding that this is impossible to make any money. And another thing, as a component of that, as you want them to have buyback programs, the other thing is you don't want individuals that end up, and I don't think the companies, reputable companies, want individuals to end up with product and then try to sell that product online in order to offload it. And it could be that the product is expired or the product is being priced differently or overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to think in terms of that distribution system also, because years ago, that is an outlet that really was not available. But I imagine that you and I both know people, and most of your listeners probably know people who have gone in as a way to supplement their income to help get children through college or maybe to save for a down payment for a house. They decided to work with one of the direct sales companies like a Mary Kay or an Arbonne or Avon or one of those and build a base of customers and build a small base of customers. Or maybe their business, a business that they had and they decided they wanted to offer a cosmetic line or cosmetic product. And we have hundreds of women who do things like that. So let's make certain that people understand the rules of the road, that there are some definitions, that they know they can exercise that opportunity and earn money to help support their family, but also know that they're not going to be burdened, that there are ways to offload that product and that the consumers are protected in the process. And those who would seek an opportunity are also protected in the process.
Now, Congressman Molinar's amendment, which is obviously not yours, is actually going to cut funding and limit the enforcement opportunities for the FTC. Both of your bills are saying that this should not affect their enforcement of anti-pyramid actions. Does that sort of limiting of the FTC speak a little bit of, against being able to keep doing that?
I think that what we want to do is, what I would like to do is to see FTC be aggressive in their reviews, in their policing, in their oversight of all of these consumer-related entities. That is their job, and that is what we want them to be able to do, and they should be. Because the more aggressive their oversight is and their policing and their review is, then the healthier the marketplace is going to be because you're going to root out the bad actors.
Okay, we're under a minute. I don't think either of your bills have a provision for false earnings claims or false science claims, et cetera, which has also been an issue. Where are you on that?
What we want to do is, as we talk with other people, we've worked for the past couple of years or so with direct sellers and looking at things that ought to be into a bill. And what we want to do is to continue to work with it. If there are components that individuals feel like need to be addressed or need to be more pronounced in the bill, then that is something that needs to be put on the table and be a part of the discussion.
All right, we've had a great conversation with Congressman Marsha Blackmun proposing the Anti-Pyramid Promotional Scheme Act of 2017. She also does a lot of good work promoting small business and economic growth in Tennessee and around. And we appreciate your time, Congressman.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back. Christine Richard is a former reporter covering financial markets. She's the author of Confidence Gabe, about the collapse of the bond insurance market, which helped kick off the 2008 financial crisis. Now the founder of Orion Research, does investigative research for investors. She spent the last 4 years, in fact, researching the multi-level marketing company Herbalife for Bill Ackman's hedge fund, Pershing Square Capital Management, which made a $1 billion bet that the company's stock price would fall to zero on revelations of wrongdoing by the company's management and its top distributors. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, let's start out right off the bat. Why hasn't Ackman's bet gone to zero yet?
The stock market believes that Herbalife's business is going to be able to continue to recruit millions of distributors around the world and sell billions of dollars of products. The company did come under, as you know, for the last few years, has been under a great deal of scrutiny and agreed to pay $200 million under an FTC settlement last summer to people who were deceived by the business opportunity and make some pretty significant changes to their business model. But so far, investors are betting they can weather this.
Let me ask you this. The fact that the FTC dramatically forced them to make changes but didn't put them out of business, does this in the end sort of legitimize their pyramid scheme or make overall prosecuting of pyramid schemes tougher? And with that question, Carl Icahn, who has bet opposite that in, with Herbalife, said that this proves that they're not a pyramid scheme.
When the FTC announced the settlement and took questions on the company, and what one of the key issues people were asking is, does this mean, you know, is Herbalife a pyramid scheme? And the FTC's chairman Edith Ramirez was reluctant to say. I mean, what she would say is Herbalife is not a pyramid scheme. That is a reflection of the fact that there just isn't, you know, a good definition of what a pyramid scheme is. And, you know, as a result, I think we're seeing some attempts now to try to legislate what it is. But I don't think, surely the supporters would say, yeah, Herbalife has been through, you know, been through the mill. Its business practices have been thoroughly scrutinized. I certainly don't think that's the case.
All right, that's a nice lead-in. There's that we've been talking about on the show. There's two proposals from congressmen that are called anti-pyramid scheme acts, basically. Do you think that they are going to get to that point, that they're really anti-pyramid? Where do you stand on the two proposed bills?
Well, I don't think they're anti-pyramid scheme bills. I think, you know, just the opposite. What they seem to be setting us up for is to allow MLMs to operate in the way they've always operated, but to be able to say, well, we've defined ourselves as not pyramid schemes, so now we're free to do what we do without the kind of scrutiny that Herbalife came under. And I think the whole MLM industry, you know, which recruits and brings in millions of people every year in the United States and around the world, I mean, they want to avoid Herbalife's fate. They don't want to have to show that they have retail sales. And that's basically like one of the big changes that the FTC imposed last year was you need to show us that you have, that your distributors need to prove to you and you need to prove overall to the government that you have profitable retail sales.
Another component is that's supposed to protect distributors is that if there's inventory loading where they're forced to buy this stuff they can't sell, they can get it back 90% of the cost value. Do you believe that that's going to work?
there's already inventory loading, just to say, you know, that, okay, we ban inventory loading. We agree not to insist that our distributors, people participating in the business, they do not have to buy a certain amount of product. But, in fact, they do. It's not called inventory loading. It's called qualification, and it's just all over this industry. You know, until you reach a certain level, you won't get commissions. Unless you're proving that you and your group buy a certain amount every month, you won't advance to the next level where the commissions increase. So I think it's a no. I don't think just restricting the official use of the word inventory loading is going to change at all how the industry works.
All right. Back to Herbalife for a second and all your research, this incredibly low odds of making any money, 90% basically make nothing. It's 1 in 10,000 up chance to make the president's team. I want to put a little human face on this now behind these numbers. You've done a lot of work with this. You claim that Herbalife has actually preyed on Hispanic and low-income folks. Talk about that, from how that's happening, and from a human perspective.
In the Hispanic community, Herbalife Nutrition Clubs have been a really big way for people to get into the Herbalife business. That's sort of been the approach, you know, this idea that you will be able to set up your own small business. There'll be very little scrutiny of documentation, social security numbers, but this is a route for you to, you know, kind of get on the path to the American dream. If you will support your family and pass on money to your children by running this Herbalife Nutrition Club.
And what's happened?
We went into communities across the country. There will often be a central club run by a top distributor, which will persist year in, year out, and have many distributors that are working there. They're working there for free. They're coming there every day to consume shakes to show that they're on track to do what the top distributor says. And then often you'll find a ring of closed clubs, you know, in the blocks and the neighborhoods surrounding the main club. They'll be shuttered, or you can look at business filings and see that the person who owns it this year or owns the lease on the club is different from the person who owned it last year, and that person is different from the one who owned it the year before. So a few people, I think, are making a lot of money perpetuating the idea that this is a genuine, you know, realistic small business proposition, and then you see a lot of failure surrounding it.
And I say for folks, Netflix has a Betting on Zero, which is a documentary about that, and you can see when Christine talks with these folks, the personal feeling of, first off, losing money and suffering, and very emotional. The other thing, this nutrition club, they're not allowed to advertise. They're not allowed to use a logo. They're not allowed to have visible interiors or a website. Herbalife is a brand. How are they selling this as a successful business when you're not allowed to do any marketing?
I would say through deception. Yeah. I mean, you get the top person who's in the recruiting business, and they appear at all these events at which distributors are constantly encouraged to attend these events, often to travel to different cities to attend them. Or there's local events almost weekly in some cases, and regular classes that people get into attending. And really the whole message is just bringing in someone who has succeeded at recruiting and telling everyone else, I did it, so can you. You know, I came from Ecuador 15 years ago. I was working, two jobs, working in a kitchen, delivering food. I didn't hope that I would ever own a house in the suburbs and send my children to good schools, but I've done it, and so can you. So there's a whole training system and qualification system. If you buy enough product, they'll let you work in the successful clubs. If you buy enough product, they'll let you come to some specific trainings where supposedly you'll learn the secrets of the business. So again, you know, this idea that the participants, are not having inventory loading forced on them is inaccurate. The message is clear. You buy a lot of product, prove to us you're committed, and we'll help you will help you get, financial freedom.
In just 30 seconds or so, has this become a moral crusade for you and Ackman, and is that naive in an amoral Wall Street culture?
I think it is a deeply moral issue. Are we going to allow companies to, continue to deceive people and vulnerable people, whether it's in the Hispanic community or just people who've lost their job or students who have just graduated high school and are looking for, some kind of future for themselves? And I think the FTC really was on the right track, by saying to Herbalife, prove it to us. Prove it to us that you've got retail sales. And I think retail sales, the existence or the absence of retail sales is really, it introduces reality to business. So, people understand, is this a genuine business? And I think, whatever you want to may call it, a moral issue, a social issue, but I think it's very important when people set out to take the risk and spend the money of going into a business that we don't allow them to be scammed by publicly traded companies.
All right, we've been talking to Christine Richer, the founder of Orion, does brilliant investigative research in behalf of investors. You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Our final segment, our mini debate, pro and con, the anti-pyramid bills. Thank you, Christine.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back for our final national segment. We've got Joe Mariano, the president of the Industry Trade Group, the Direct Selling Association, and Bonnie Patton, executive director of truthandadvertising.org. It's our little mini debate to end things. Bonnie, start off, and then Joe can respond. Why are you calling this a Pyramid Protection Act, briefly?
Basically, I think that if this bill isn't enacted, it will result in the proliferation of pyramid schemes. It's going to victimize consumers. And it's going to upend the last 40 years of established case law.
Joe, is that true?
No, couldn't disagree more. In fact, the language parallels principles and, in fact, specifics of statutes and laws and prosecutions for the last 40 years that I've been involved in public policy discussions and debates. So there's a lot of experience, a lot of case law out there, and state statutes. 21 state laws parallel the precise provisions of this by talking about personal use of product, by defining pyramid schemes as those that compensate people primarily for recruitment. I think that actually you'll see much more effective anti-pyramid enforcement and the growth of legitimate direct selling because of the clarity in the marketplace that this would provide.
Bonnie can answer first, and then Joe. In our last segment, Christine Richard was telling us that the FTC and the ruling on Herbalife said that you have to be able to demonstrate retail sales. Do you believe that this law, Bonnie, changes that? And Joe, then your comment on enforcement.
Sure. Oh, it absolutely changes it. And it really eliminates the need for retail sales, and it permits inventory loading. This kind of law ties the hands of government officials. And what we're going to see is no more litigation in the pyramid scheme realm.
Joe.
Well, it's just not accurate. It'll go back. You can see numerous pyramid prosecutions that have been undertaken against pyramid schemes pursuant to the state law. Look at Fortune High Tech Marketing just a couple of years ago, as well as other ones. But with regard to the specifics in terms of inventory loading and retail customers, absolutely. There should be real customers for a real product in any legitimate business, including direct selling businesses. And all this statute would do was acknowledge that sometimes individual salespeople can also be real customers. There's been a rule or a myth developing that somehow individual direct salespeople can't also be legitimate customers of the product, and that's just ludicrous. That's all the bill is trying to do, in our understanding, is to make everyone appreciate the fact that if you're a direct seller, you might not only sell the product, but you also could use it, and in fact, that may be a primary motivation for getting involved, and there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. Now, this bill introduces inventory loading. It deals with that, saying that the distributor should be able to get 90% of the cost back if he's stuck with inventory. Mm-hmm. Do you is that, Bonnie, will it be effective?
Absolutely not. I mean, we've seen in past prosecutions, such as VEMA or Herbalife, that you can have these rules in place, and that doesn't mean that in practicality they will be effective. Even members within the DSA are saying that this bill is just a cover for pyramid schemes that are engaged in inventory loading, and they know how to get around these 90% buyback rules.
And, Joe, before you answer that, I think in the first segment, maybe it was Bill Keefe, said that it's actually socially awkward to do it, too, because if you do that, your upline, your folks that have brought you in, who you may even know, have to give back commission, too. So are there disincentives to make this work?
The fact of the matter is the statute would require, at least the Representative Blackburn's bill, would require individuals and companies to repurchase inventory. And if you didn't do it, as a company, if you got around it, as Bonnie suggests, or others, that would actually now be prosecutable. The FTC would be able to bring action against you for not having an effective buyback. So it's just the opposite. This empowers law enforcement to say, you've promised a buyback and you don't have one, we're going to take you to jail. So it's actually a much stronger provision. I stand fully square behind the buyback provision, and I've heard the argument that somehow people are not willing to do it. Well, again, that just hasn't been the case. People do take advantage of the buyback all the time, as well they should. So I just think the facts don't bear that argument out.
Are you more comfortable now, Bonnie?
No, I think in reality, buyback doesn't work.
All right, let's get to and Joe talked about this too. The DSA has a code of ethics. It's independently monitored. And, Bonnie, from your TINA group, you've made claims that there's a lot of illegitimate health claims made by multi-level marketing firms, including ones that are in the DSA.
That's correct. We've collected thousands of examples of companies and or their distributors making illegal health claims. I should note that to date about 1,000 of those were taken down after TINA.org outed those claims.
So, Joe, is she claiming that your code of ethics is not enforced all that tough?
Well, we've had a challenge over the years. We have products that are being sold by our companies that include cosmetics, nutritional items, vacuum cleaners, long-distance telephone service, you name it, direct sellers sell it. And while it's absolutely true that unfair marketing practices and sales practices like errant claims about products are under the code administrator and should be taken seriously by us, it's difficult to have expertise in any of these areas. That's why I actually welcome Tina's and Bonnie's observations and ability to look at some of the nutritional claims. We've taken them quite seriously. I know our companies have taken her concerns seriously as well. And as she said, you know, when identified, many of those companies have dealt with them. It turns out that a lot of those things date back to years and years and social media by individual sellers. And what we've done in response, both because of our own attention to this as well as the observations that Bonnie has made, we actually have put in now even stricter standards with regard to product claims and are devoting more resources so that even though we have this wide range of products, particularly on nutritionals, we'll be able to look at that even more closely.
Okay, there's about 30 seconds for each of you. We got to be quick. Recruiting orientation, Bonnie's always been considered a sign of pyramid schemes. Do you think that that's going to be lessened with this new law?
Absolutely not. And that's not just my opinion. That's the opinion of one of the current FTC chairmen, past and present commissioners of the FTC, and even some DSA members, including Melaleuca and Herbalife.
All right, Joe, and the industry failure rate, of course, is very high, and there's some bad apples which you want to get rid of, too. Let me give you the last word on why it's a great business.
Well, I think you'll see a lot of people coming out in support not only of the bill but of the business model. In fact, you have academics, researchers, former FTC folks, former AGs, and a lot. Look, we empower individuals to engage in this business and earn a little bit of extra income, benefit themselves by purchasing the product at a discount and helping their communities. In a time of economic struggle and challenge and developing economic models like Uber and Lyft, this is sort of a tried and true way for individuals to earn a little bit of extra money, and it's a great thing. It's been around forever. I think it'll be around for a long, long time helping people.
Well, I really appreciate the two folks at the lead of this industry and who are on opposite positions are willing to come together. Joe Mariano, president of the Direct Selling Association, Bonnie Patton, executive director of truthandadvertising.org, crusaders on both sides of the issues. Thanks to Joe Mariano, Bonnie Patton, Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Dean Bill Keith, Christine Richard. Thanks to our national audience for listening. We'll see everybody next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.